going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Just some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is. Hey, don't even think about it, all right? I'm better on my own. Hey, we started a whole new week. It's Monday.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, what's happening? What's going on? Thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. I appreciate it. Every one of you guys are fucking amazing in my book. And please keep fucking sending me emails and let me know what you think. I appreciate it. It's really cool, man. It's January now, and all the fucking holidays are over with. They're behind us. They're in the rearview mirror. We're in the start of a new year, 2016. What the hell, man? Time goes fast as fuck. And I guess I'm going to talk about holidays, because they're in the rearview fucking mirror, and that feels good. Let's keep on going. Oh, the rearview mirror, as some other places call it. I don't know what the fuck accent that was, but it was pretty dumb. Anyways, being deployed during the holidays, it's tough. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think a lot of people have a lot of trouble their first time away, but at the same time as anything else, like when you're going through something horrible with other people, it's not that it gets better, but it's not as bad, because everybody else is kind of going through the same shit, and alcohol isn't treated like it used to be. Well, that was actually your treatment. I have been doing this shit for 20 years, man, and it's crazy, because once upon a time, that's how everything was. It's just, fuck it, just get drunk, and then spend the entire holidays drunk, and you don't really realize how far away from home you are. But, you know, it's a sobering moment nowadays, I guess you would say. And I said that in a pretty fucking cheesy way, but it's the truth, man. It's tough, but a lot of it too is like, I'll go back as far as Thanksgiving. Like, a lot of times people have family, and they have these big Thanksgiving meals and all that other stuff, and you can't really do that here, but it's nowhere near as bad as it used to be. Once upon a time, when it was Thanksgiving or any other time frame to talk to everybody back home, you would hopefully have a speakerphone before cell phones. Hopefully somebody had a speakerphone, or, you know, if it was still one of those phones that was stuck to the wall, like my Grandma O'Brien's. I think my Grandma O'Brien still has the oldest rotary phone in Fremont, Ohio. They don't have anything that push buttons. They don't have a cordless phone. They still have a fucking wall-mounted phone that you have to, like, spin with your fingers, and it's crazy, because it's just, I don't know. I remember Chris Rock doing a bit where he's talking about having a dial like 9. Da-da-da-da-da. And 2. Da-da-da-da-da. And that's exactly how, like, people, most kids wouldn't know that joke, except for my grandma's grandchildren. They're the only, I think they're the last people that would probably get that shit in Ohio. But you call home, and you're like, oh, you would stand in lines. I mean, there used to be fucking phone lines just to use the phone. It's funny, like, I remember in Gulfport, Mississippi, when I was going to school, like, I was in A school, which is basically school for your MOS or rating, or basically your job description, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But that's what we call A school in the Navy. It's the same thing for MOS, for other branches. And if you're VOTEC, it'd be like a fucking VOTEC school for welders or masons or whatever. And That was crazy, because like there was actually a restroom and there was the phone, and sometimes you didn't know what the line was for and be like, what the fuck? Because you and then somebody would talk, and then you'd hope that they would be within 10, 15 fucking minutes, if that. And there's two phones, and you're talking like fucking 40 people trying to call home. It was insane, and that's how it was. And now it's so easy. You got fucking Skype. You got all these other things. I was Facebook has their own call thing, and it's like Skype. I have not. I'm a horrible fucking human being, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really called family at all since I've been here. Not at all. I've been here since, what, August, September? End of August, early September time frame, and not once. Haven't talked to anybody back home. The only people I've ever talked to back home is I had to reorder my fucking debit card because I ran out. Twitter, Josh96O'Brien, by the way. Twitter, Instagram, and my Facebook, all that other shit. I've been fucking communicating with everybody that way anyway. So it's pretty funny how that works out, because nobody really wants to talk to me anyway. When you're deployed, it's like you kind of already got the networking going on that way, you know. And it's weird too, because like letters, it blows me away. Like when I came in, I had a high school sweetheart, Heather Culberson. That was my crush and fucking, when I left for the Navy. I mean, I think everybody has that boy or that girl that when they love back home, and when they first come in, and some people fucking marry them. And I think maybe two people I know to this day are still with the person they met when they came in, and that's fucking amazing. But you know, you have that, and that's it. You would wait weeks and sometimes months for a letter. Like, all right, so I don't know if you know what Buckeyes are. They're chocolate and peanut butter fucking Ohio. People from Ohio make these things. They're not the real fucking tree poison fucking, I don't know what the hell you call it, seeds from the tree. They're usually made around the football game, Ohio State-Michigan game, right? And they're just peanut butter fucking, they're amazing. They're like these little balls of deliciousness came from heaven. Heaven close enough. Susie made them, this girl I know from back home. She's fucking gorgeous, and I'll always love this girl to death. She's an amazing person to me. And she made them, and she sent them to me, and they're fucking good. You know, and here's the thing, please don't hate me for saying this, but I'm not really a big fan of college football. I think the atmosphere is amazing. I just don't get it. I didn't go to the schools. But then again, I've never played for an NHL team, but I've worked for a couple franchises. I worked for a couple affiliates, so I understand the love for a sport. I fucking love hockey, and that's people go fucking crazy over that Ohio State Michigan rivalry, which that's pretty cool to watch. And I got all these fucking amazing Buckeyes. She sent them like November 20-something, and I didn't get them until like December, almost Christmas. It took almost an entire month for this box to get all the way from Ohio to here. And I'm just getting shit right now from like mid-November that people have sent. You know, I've got comic books that came in from fans of the show. I had some cool shit. Come in, potato chips, Ballrick's potato chips, the chips from back home. And if anybody wants to send some, just please inbox me. I'll be happy to give you my address. those are fucking amazing to me. And it takes for fucking ever. And it's kind of hard to believe that, you know, we would write these things and we'd send them out. Like, it just blows me away. Like, Iwo Jima, and I did that trip a while ago, and I'm thinking about the letter that it would take to fucking write, and it takes 3-4 months just to tell somebody you love them. How could you imagine, like, somebody receiving a letter after you passed away? Holy fuck, man. That's some deep shit. You know, and you gotta figure, that happened probably a lot. You know, if you had a high school sweetheart back then, there was no text, no retweeting, there no fucking Instagram picture selfies, and acting a fool over top of, like, a big mountain, and, you know, with somebody peeing in the background or something silly, and just, you didn't have that, man. You just had, you had, You didn't have the moment to instantly fucking send something. You know, you actually had to wait for shit to get places. How insane is that? It's just kind of hard to grasp, but that's really how it was, man. And now it's, I feel like an asshole because I have all these fucking all this technology at the tip of my fingers, and it's hard for me to even think about calling anybody sometimes because it's just like, what? I feel like, why the fuck would anybody want to hear my voice anyway? You know, and then I do a podcast where obviously people are tuning in and I appreciate it. And you guys are listening to my voice. I don't know. Kind of stupid. But either way, they come and go. Holidays are weird. The fucking cool thing is everybody knows you're going through some shit while you're here or deployed or wherever you are. And you know, my first time like in the military for a holiday, I remember 4th of July. It was my second day in boot camp. And I was being yelled at, and it was weird because they left. They left us alone in a fucking building, and it was nighttime, dark as fuck, and you're just hearing fireworks going off. And like, we were supposed to be in bed at like 7, 8 o'clock at night, some weird shit, and you just hear all these fireworks going off like throughout the entire night. And yeah, I guess that would be the first holiday. First Thanksgiving, I was in Mississippi at school. Remember, I was talking about that same shit, about waiting on these phones. And, yeah, I waited to call home. They passed the phone around at Grandma's house. I talked and said hi to everybody for, hey, happy Thanksgiving, da-da-da. Went to the galley, and no big deal. It wasn't anything special. I went home that Christmas. It was great. And I spent New Year's in Ohio and Michigan and all that other, bouncing back and forth because there's shit in Detroit that's awesome. And my hometown's all right to hang out with because there's a lot of cool people, you know? Yeah. But that family piece, it's just, it was kind of cool, you know, to be able to be around them. But then fast forward to the future, there's been other times where, I don't know, Christmases. I spent Christmas in Okinawa this year. I spent Christmases in Kuwait. I spent Christmases in mainland Japan. New Year's mainland Japan. And I'll tell you what, that was fucking amazing. New Year's in mainland, that was a few years. That was like 14 years ago. Holy shit. Time fucking flies, man. It's crazy. But, you know, the other times, though, when you're deployed, it's pretty cool. Because, like, you have all the officers and chiefs, the senior enlisted people, and the junior officers mostly will all like be doing all the duties in a galley. Galley basically be your cafeteria, your chow hall, mess hall, whatever you want to call it. But it, just think about it like this: if you're a college person, you know, or high school, most everybody went to high school or school, right? Well, it's all the duties that you can picture lunch ladies doing, that's what they're doing. You know, the chiefs and them guys. It's like you have somebody that's fucking putting food on your plate and trying to say happy holidays to you. And you have all this other shit just trying to spread a little bit of holiday cheer, you know? I've done Christmases in the field before, or holidays in the field before. Or it's usually like the last day in the field before you come home. Or the last real meal. You know, a lot of times, last day we were in the field, you're eating meals in a bag. MREs, fucking, ugh. Well, actually, take that back. Modern day MREs, god damn it, they're like a delicacy in a bag nowadays in comparison to what they used to be. And I remember like eating an MRE once upon a time, and by the time it went through your body, which took about 4 days back then, it felt like you were pushing a Campbell's soup can out of your asshole, and it was horrible. Not so much nowadays. They're friendlier, gentler, and, I don't know, more laxativical. But not too shabby. And, yeah, it really felt like you were giving birth out of your bum. But for the most part, the holidays, they suck when you're away, but I'm just happy knowing that somebody else is home with their family. I took a C-duty spot, so there's somebody else. It's probably a good friend of mine, because I'm in a small job. There's not a whole lot of people do what I do in the Navy, so there's probably a friend of mine right now somewhere sitting back at home, and he doesn't know it, that he would have been here if it wasn't for me. So that does feel kind of good. Just being deployed, man, it's something else, but it's like getting some ink. You know, you got to go through this pain. It's something that lasts forever, and it sticks with you, and it's not too bad. You know? But to go with the bad and the good, I mean, I fucking... when I was in Okinawa, when I was in mainland Japan years ago, it's changed a bit, but back then, I just grabbed a backpack and hopped a train and got downtown and went just bounced around and just got to meet a lot of other people and party my ass off in other cities, and that was pretty cool. I've always had a knack to talk to people and meet people. It's weird because a lot of times I try to stay to myself, but if there's a chance I'll never see anybody ever again, it's pretty easy to not worry about making an ass out of yourself when you see them and you shoot the shit with them. Maybe that's why stand-up comedy is such a great profession for me. Like with New Year's, being in different places, I had the opportunity to be in mainland Japan for New Year's. That was amazing. Before, I've been home several times and kissed my current girlfriend or wife at the time or whatever. I've had two wives by this point, and kissed them on lips, bringing in the New Year, or making some sweet, sweet loving, if you know what I'm saying, which that's great. And here, it was weird because being on deployment and with the alcohol policies, you're not supposed to pregame because people have done some dumb shit in the past. So when people go out in town, they party, and not so much us, but you know how one guy kills the good times for everybody else, you know. So one of the rules that we have is you don't pregame before preload or fucking. I think we call it preloading here. I don't know, but we call it, you know, most people call it pregame. You're not allowed to do that. So it's weird because everybody would go out in town. They'd come and then they'd be back here before curfew, and they spent New Year's with us, you know, and their going out in town was their version of pre-gaming, which is, it's funny because usually it's cheaper to drink a lot of beer and then go hit a club, you know, and just, that's the most logical thing for me, you know, to when it comes to people that want to drink and shit. But hey, I get it. It is what it is. They're not allowed to do that these days. So whatever. So it was funny watching everybody come back here. And, the holidays, man, they get kind of fucking weird. Does it suck being away for holidays? Fuck yeah, it does. I mean, everybody would rather do something or be somewhere else in their comfort zone. But at the same time, it's weird to be around this kind of family. We're putting the fun in dysfunctional, as they say. I'm not sure who started that one, but I love saying it. And, fuck, I don't know how to end these things.
We're going to do something that'll warm up your heart. This one's called You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. You ready for that one?
Santa gonna make it to town. Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm feeling like you're married around. Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away you went, Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa gotta make it to town. Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm feeling like a merry-go-round. Hey! Run, run, Rudolph, I'm feeling like